Paul, did the shorthanded goal set the tone for this game for your club today?
Well, we had a whole bunch of pieces there in the first period, not just to kill, but to get a shorthanded goal, because we've been struggling in that department. And big save by Connor Hellebuck back door on Parise, so that was good. I thought we, you know, on the plays that we couldn't make, and you know, they've been such a dominant home team that you knew they were going to push early. The plays that we couldn't make, or if we had a mistake made, there's a real high battle level to kind of, you know, like a lot of our D, Lucas Pisa, if we couldn't get it out, then stay in the fight, get a stick on the puck and survive it. And then the ones that we couldn't, Connor was there.
How about the history side of it for your captain today?
Well, you know what? For a guy that works that hard every day, you deserve to have good things happen. So to become the all-time leader in a big game for us, but in his home state, and have his mom and dad here, that is fantastic for him, and he's earned it.
You've seen it so many times, Wheeler passing to Laine. Does it kind of make sense that that would be the record setter?
That would be one that you won't mind showing as a highlight, right? It's a good one. It's not off anybody's kneecap. So that line, I thought Mark's line, the very first shift of the game, you knew they were going to be on tonight, and Mark drove hard. All three of them did, to be fair. I guess they were just really strong here tonight for us and scored big goals, but they were good in their own end.
You get to be the one that gives the good news to players making their NHL debut, also getting the first NHL point for Jansen Harkins. How good does that feel to watch?
Well, I enjoyed his game. He skated hard, went into the hard areas, not afraid at all, got some hands, made a nice play on the goal, but also did a bunch of really smart things. And I can't say enough about the job that Pascal Vincent and his staff did, because he was systematically right on. There were no first-year kind of first-game mistakes by that. His neutral zone, and ours is somewhat complicated, he had it down as well as any of our veteran guys. So he's worked hard to get his chance and made the most of it. I liked his game, and I liked, more importantly, the individual. I liked the way the line played.
Is there... You know, the way that the Wild play in this building, it's about as sure a thing as there is in the National Hockey League. I mean, how well they play at home. Is that something that you're, you know, so keenly aware of when you come in?
Well, we have that close history. We know what a difficult place this is. But you know what? We're also aware of how difficult it is to come back from the West Coast the way they did, right? So they stay over and come back into an afternoon game. We've faced that in the past and know how tough that is. Both teams have some important guys out of their lineup, and so we wanted to make sure we were ready from the start, and I think we were.
Why do you guys like afternoon games so much? 6-0 now in them? Or is it just a silly coincidence?
I don't know about if the two are related, except everybody loves afternoon games. Yeah. Like, it just, especially on the road. Not maybe at home it's okay, but on the road you spend a whole lot of time waiting for the game to start. And now I think it's easy to get up for these games.
Is this among your most complete games of the year, given Minnesota's record here?
For me, this one's still a hard one to assess because of the injuries that both teams has, like where their team's at. It might be it's still, there's some Christmas hockey out there too, right? And we just got on a roll. They've shot some pucks that we just couldn't get to go for us against Chicago, and they went in but we played a good battle game. Like, that was the best part of our game. There was still some unusual things happening with the puck, and some players got in behind us and we lost edges at times, but they got up and fought their way back to our net.
Seemed to be some small but important defensive plays too. I think it was Boteto poking one, Spezza, even Hamilton coming
right back. There was a whole lot of that right around our net, and some really dangerous plays when you look at kind of the heat map of where they shoot the puck from, where they get their offense. So much of it is within that 3-foot area of the net, and you just did, right? You just got a stick on it. So that is exactly what I meant by, like, I thought our battle, when something went wrong or they got away from us a bit, it was just a little extra effort, that stick on the puck.
Was Lowry's just a bit of a stinger at the end, or
yes.
Are you fearful of
it? I'm not.
How important to get last this two-game skid, not let it become a skid?
Right, and then come out of a building and feel good about your game so you have enthusiasm going into the last one before, because it was very important. I mean, we would have handled it had it not gone well and try to prepare for the next game, but you want to stop the bleeding as quick as you can, because we've been good for a while and you want December to be a good month, and we know we're coming out of Christmas and some really heavy games, so it was a big one.